You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. It's time to introduce our squares with your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting the top left corner, looks like you might need a new Secretary of State. It's President Trump, everyone.
I know what you're talking about. It's been a great week. It's been a fantastic week.
Tilly not getting along?
Wonderful week. We had a great time. Look, here's how it works. We had the engines in. I had a great ceremony for the engines. They were here. I turned to them and I said, you, engines, have been here a long time.
I don't think you said engines, did you? You were mentioning Pocahontas.
I brought a Pocahontas to the engines. They laughed. They thought it was hilarious.
I hope you didn't say engine.
They said, hold on a second. I'm getting a call. Hold on. Hey, grab a vine. Don't waste my time. You're on the line.
Mr. President, it's Rex Tillerson again. Can we talk a little bit?
I'll talk to you, but did you see the thing about Lauer?
I've got some pressing information about North Korea, sir.
Lauer has no power. I'm going to hashtag that. Hold on a second. Hashtag Lauer has no power. How about this one, Rex?
Sir, it's important stuff we've got with the...
You're boring me. I don't like to be bored. You know that. You know what? You're a moron. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hang up on that guy. I want to talk about Matt Lauer. I want to talk about that other guy that's dumb. Next man up. I just hired him. Because I'm done with Tillerson.
Oh, okay.
All he wants to do is talk about depressing stuff.
You're kind of going through a lot of people there, Mr.
I've just hired something called Pompeo.
Ellen Pompeo?
Ellen Pompeo, that's right. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy is the new secretary of whatever Rex Tillerson did.
Sweet. I like her.
She's pretty sweet. She's going to have a great job. She's been a doctor every week for the last 12 years on Thursday. And she's got to have learned something in the dozen years of being doctor and stuff. So,
did congratulations, you fire Tillerson because you never saw a picture of him before?
I saw a picture of him earlier this week. Me and the Indians laughed like crazy. Like, that is who? He works here? Okay, I said just the best and the brightest. That guy's boring. Moron.
She's a good choice because she's married to a black man, so she's good at...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tillerson's back
relations
in.
Are...
I don't need any of that wandering around the White
Pompeo.
House.
Pompeo.
Look, I already got rid of the black guy in the White House. I don't need that. I don't need that floating around me anymore. I need to see his birth certificate immediately.
Already changing course. Top middle square. He likes to go on road trips with his son, Jack, and it's his birthday. It's Ozzy Osbourne.
This is my birthday.
69.
I thought it was 69 last year. Well, it's not 69.
69 again, Ozzy.
Wait a minute.
They all blend together.
Hold on a second. It last year was my 69th birthday. I've had like four of them now. Well, whatever it is, I don't want to do it anymore. So
69.
This is the last birthday I'm going to celebrate. It's 69th birthday, and I suppose I'll just do that.
Where's your next road trip? You're pretty much gone all over the U.S.
Jack's taking me. We're going to head over. We're going over to someplace in Florida to race go-karts.
Oh, that's fun.
It should be, but...
Don't you think you should stop that, though? That
probably
almost killed you.
Oh, no. Listen, he's having a problem remembering. We're going to Yuma and the ice slides, Ozzy.
Oh, right, sir. I forgot she's coming along. We're going to Yuma.
Oh, she's going this time?
She's
going
to be there. Uh-oh. She's in control of everything. You don't see her in the camera, but
can
she's
poop
there.
On the RV?
She's not allowed to. Nobody's allowed in the RV, Brady. You can't do that. I'm the only one allowed it. And that's what makes me the Prince of Darkness. She's like, I'll take it. The RV.
That one episode, you got to drive a tank. That was pretty sweet.
I was told not to drive it. I hit a button, and off we went then. It was not intentional, but yes. I guess in hindsight, you look back, yes, I got to drive a tank, but there was a lot of problems with that. I wasn't supposed to drive it. I'm not supposed to drive anything, really.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not a good idea.
Not at all a good idea, but I do, but I never am supposed to.
Top right square. There's rumors he's in the new Solo movie. It's Darth Vader, everybody.
Once again, taken by surprise without my magic cup.
Where's your mask at? Toledo!
It's been such a hot November. I've decided not to wear the mask. Here we are.
I can breathe again.
Oh, Daddy, I didn't recognize you.
Damn it. Part of the reason I was doing that was being a deadbeat dad. Took my mask off, and little Vader runs around, has no idea what's going on.
There you are. I want a hug.
No hugging. We've talked about that. Jedis don't hug, do they? No, they're tough little fellas.
Are you excited? The Last Jedi's out in a couple weeks.
Yes, very excited about The Last Jedi.
Did you get your tickets?
Tickets?
Yeah, tickets.
So no.
You can pre-order tickets.
Tickets. I thought it was a free-for-all for all former cast members.
Can I finish him, Daddy?
Don't finish him yet. Let's find out about these tickets first.
Well, yeah, you have to buy him ahead of time. I don't think you can get in. You're not in the new movie.
This ticket. Is it available anywhere?
Daddy, I want tickets!
I know. Yeah. Now the floodgates have opened.
Yeah, you go to, like, Arizona Mills or Scottsdale Fashion Square.
I'll pre-buy today. Hopefully there are still a few available. Otherwise, I'll be very angry. Hopefully the person at the ticket booth won't be insubordinate because it won't be tolerated.
Just go in the suit. He'll probably give you a deal.
You think the suit helps?
Yeah, it'll help.
Do I bring the boy?
I don't know.
Finish him now, Daddy!
Not yet. We'll get to that after.
Do you have a girl you'd rather take?
You'd be surprised that the suit no longer carries what it used to thanks to a lot of this sexual harassment stuff. That old move I made of whipping out the old Darth Dick Vader.
Well, you don't have a lower half.
Well, that used to. Yeah, I know.
Dick there?
But they added one on. You think I'm going to go through all this plastic surgery and not have a matted dick? So I had a dick added, and in the 80s, it used to be the thing to just show it to people. But thanks to Louis C.K. and all these dickheads that abused it, now my move is gone.
Oh, sorry about that.
I have one, Derek.
Maybe I'll just stare at them and make them think they like me.
No,
using
put it away.
Jedi mind powers. There you go.
Don't let him whip that out.
Look at that little lightsaber.
Oh, man.
Fun, like a ceiling fan. He's cute.
Sith dick. Middle left square. He's very strokey. It's Robin Leach, everybody.
What a wonderful day it's been. Robin Leach here.
What happened to you, Robin?
Had a small stroke.
That's sad.
We're having a great time, like those of a rich and famous. My left side is not moving, and I don't know why.
You're okay, right?
Today, we visit Brady Bogan on the Isle of Man. He's got a bungalow that he wants everyone to know about. Then we deliver ourselves. Me no habla espanol, but call it this gringo impressed by Richard Toledo's recreational vehicle. On lifestyles of people with bad 401ks.
In the middle square, he's very charitable. It's Operation Santa Claus. Brady Bogan.
That's right, I'm here
square.
Again for the operation. Feed a family, make Brady happy. It's Anderson for Lincoln Mercury and Volvo.
That's not how the song goes.
Feed Brady, make Brady happy. What's for dinner, Ronnie? It's Anderson Ford, Lincoln Mercury and Volvo.
Have you planned out dinner yet?
Feed Brady or he'll get hangry. You don't want to see that. It's Anderson Ford, Lincoln Mercury and Volvo.
You have a great voice.
You know, I thought about being a singer. I can't wait. For the company Christmas party, as it is, I understand there will be karaoke. Okay.
Oh, really? What's your go-to song?
Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, man.
And that
Margarita.
Date Rape by Sublime.
Oh, Date Rape.
Those are my two good ones.
That could be awkward.
It could be a little weird. I'm going to come to this year's party dressed as Matt Lauer.
You got the hair for it.
With the exact same hair. Neither of us will admit it's time for it to all go.
Need a cut.
Somebody should have fired a stylist before this.
Middle right square, though. The finale's coming. Larry David is here.
Not to brag. We had one of the better seasons.
Awesome season,
pretty good
Larry.
Pretty good season.
I've seen a few episodes. It was solid.
That was pretty fantastic. We had a pretty good season. Funkhauser, come on.
The old lady stealing your plant.
The old lady stole my plant. We went on Judge Judy. That was pretty amazing as well. Pretty good season. We had a good time, but it's all over after Sunday. So then.
All over? No more episodes?
Not to brag, but Jason Momoa says it's probably going to be the best finale ever on television. I got to go with Momoa on that one.
It's true.
He's good.
He's like the new Gene Siskel over there.
Pretty. What do you got? A thumbs up from the merman. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Watch the final episode.
He's not a merman. He's Aquaman.
He's a merman. Aquaman's a merman. What do you call him? He's a merman. He's a man that lives under the sea.
He's a superhero named Aquaman.
Lives under the sea. You can't tell the difference between a merman and a regular man.
Merman's not real.
He's a merman.
Aquaman's
neither
real.
Is Aquaman real.
Aquaman is real.
Aquaman is a merman. What are you going to tell me Aquaman is not a merman? Who would he marry? A woman?
A woman under the sea?
What is more likely to happen? Is he going to marry a woman on land or a woman on the sea?
He doesn't have a fishtail.
Does it need a fishtail? Neither did Splash.
To be a merman, you have to have a fishtail.
When he's on land, he walks around with his feet.
He swims underwater with legs.
You can't see his legs because he's making such a fury.
You didn't even see Justice League. You haven't even read a comic.
Look, deal with it. Your hero is a merman.
Not a merman.
That's a pretty good merman.
Bottom left
square. Pretty close to being a merman. And mermen, look, merladies don't have vaginas. So we'd have to have it to know the difference between a man and a merman. Mermaid.
Can we make this an episode?
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
All right, sweet.
Pretty fantastic. Next year's season, Curb Your Enthusiasm, underwater.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm 36 years old. I sing songs. I'm a pop queen.
Oh.
You can catch my show in Vegas. It's going to end very soon. I'll give you a little treatment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a slave for you.
Pretty give that away.
I'm addicted to you.
What happened?
Your love is so toxic.
We talked about on off the air. You didn't.
Yeah, weren't you going to do a different one?
Yeah.
Now he gets. He's dead. And we talked about it already.
Doesn't stop the next square.
Yeah, but we didn't. We were going to do a whole thing with the square and the sergeant and all that.
I'd pick Britney Spears just because I like to meet her. I'm Strokey Robin Leach.
Now Gomer Pyle has nothing.
Yeah.
He gets
nothing. Neighbors
gets
no credit at all.
Golly.
No, don't start now.
Late
it's
now.
Too late.
I know. Guess who I am? Oh. I'm bigger. And I'm alive.
It's Britney Pyle.
Oh, well.
All right. That's pretty solid.
I'm glad we talked about that off there. Bottom middle square. He's done some of the best PR stunts in music. It's Michael Jackson, everybody.
One of the best PR stunts I ever did was make babies. Three white babies.
Yeah, that
the
is
most amazing stunt I've ever performed. I'm like the David Blaine of procreation.
That girl is pretty cute. Actually.
Paris is a beautiful girl. Why, if she wasn't my kid, I'd have had her back to the...
What? Don't say that.
I would have had her over for some juice and the play and the swings. But luckily, I passed away before I could do anything terrible. Remember when you were all mad at me about sex? Got worse, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Bottom right.
Another PR trick, I made Debbie Rowe swallow my baby batter once.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Bottom right square.
She didn't swallow it. She spit it in a cup and we made Paris.
Yeah, Paris Jackson did not come from you and Debbie Rowe.
Uh-huh.
No way.
See, this is the
trick. The collector?
It's about as obvious as the WWF being fake, but don't be ignorant, Eric.
Bottom
those
right
are my
square.
Kids. You can tell.
It's our boss, Tripp Reeb, in the bottom
right. Yeah. I am so happy.
About what?
That I'm here today.
Why?
Because it's December, and that means we're 1 month closer to the end of the year where I get to fire people for budget reasons. Eric.
Whoa. You got a lot of people on the chopping block?
No,
December to remember.
I don't. It's Tripp Reeb's December to remember. Yeah. A lot of the folks over at K-Rock in L.A. are getting the boot, and that means a lot of talented people will be taking Eric's place.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll miss you, Tripp.
Okay.
Can I
visit?
Yeah,
you'll miss me. Can you visit what?
You.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Yeah.
Yeah?
All right.
Sweet.
Go ahead.
We got Mary and Jake on the line.
Mary, are you there? Mary?
Hello?
Mary, you're there?
Yeah, hi.
Jake, are you there? Jake?
Jake?
Jake, are you there? God damn it, these phones.
Jake?
Jake disappeared. Jake's gone. Do we have another one? Get another guy, quick like. What happened to Jake?
I don't know. He must have...
Jake was on hold.
Yeah, he took too
God
long.
Damn, telephones are the worst things ever.
I heard something.
Mary's going to play with herself.
How you doing, Mary? Would you like to play alone?
Sure.
All right. Mary, pick a square. You're first. I'll get the guy. Don't worry about it. It's covered.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader in the top right square. The ladies love Vader.
Ladies like a nice, strong, powerful black man.
You're not really black, though.
Oh, I'm black, baby.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm black, all right.
Me
no.
too!
Like Sammy Sosa's white, I was charred a different color.
But I've seen you without the mask on, and you're not
That was
black.
The old me. Through years of plastic surgery, I am now a black man, and all every inch of one. Wouldn't you say there, that lady on the line?
Her name is Mary.
All right, whatever.
She at least learned her name.
Like a typical black guy, I didn't even learn her name. I just want a piece of that pie.
Can I finish her, Daddy?
Finish her? Let Daddy finish first, huh?
We got Chris on the line, Darth.
Ah, that's good, good. Chris, you stick around on the corners there. I'm talking to Mary right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mary, let's get back to it. Are you dating anyone of color, Mary?
No.
Have you ever had black?
I haven't.
Are you drooling through the mask?
I'm drooling a little bit. This is very dangerous right now. I'm mostly electronic.
Yeah, be careful, man.
All right, Mary.
Here's your question, Darth. True or false? Neil Armstrong had to go through U.S. Customs after returning from the moon. Is that true or false?
Have you ever had any Sith batter, Mary?
Not yet.
Want to make some space eggs?
Yeah, you can't do this. This is sexual harassment. I apologize,
Whoops.
Mary.
When did this guy get here?
This
Look,
is
it's little
harassment.
Mr. Dick Vader.
Can't
hey, Mary.
Stuff.
Oh,
that? Yeah, I got Matt Lauer's office at 30 Rock. I can lock you in.
At least get her permission first.
Hey, guess what? I just got Mary all wet, and guess who used to be a moisture farmer?
Oh, my God.
My hand's raised.
That was Luke. That wasn't you.
Shut
you
up. Never I taught him everything he knew.
All right. Neil Armstrong had to go through U.S. Customs after returning from the moon. Is that true or false, Star?
Probably. Just because he had some stuff he had to claim.
Okay.
Picked up a couple of souvenirs up there on the moon.
Right.
We do that up in space. You visit Alderaan, and then you have to go into a new planet, Tatooine, say, and then you have to claim your object. You can't bring more than 12,000 Republic credits without being taxed.
That makes sense.
Typical space travel.
Yeah, and you're the Empire. You make the rules, right?
Right, and I definitely don't want you stealing stuff from one planet, bringing it to another. It could be dangerous, you know.
Very good of you.
Now, it's time I put my tauntaun in Mary's Jawa.
No. I apologize, Mary.
It would be a ton, but it weighs too much, so it's 2 tons.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true. X gets a square. All right, Chris, you're up. Pick a square.
Hey, how's it going? What square was that you picked?
Oh, no, it's you. No, it's this guy. Questions. It's Chris with all the questions. Jeez. Chris, just take Brady in the middle. There you go. Look at that. Brady.
Feed a Brady, make a Brady bigger. Then dream of Brady eating at your house.
Very charitable. Why are you wearing the Santa outfit? What's
up? Oh, yeah, because this is the only thing that fits right now. The holidays have been a bitch.
A lot of turkey.
I can really slow. I can only squoze myself into certain items now. One is my big Santa suit.
Is that a word, squoze?
It is, yeah, squoze. As in, I squoze an entire thing of Cheese Whiz into my throat. Squeeze it right in. Oh, it's good.
Here's your question, Brady. True or false? Anne Frank and Barbara Walters were born in the same year.
What? The Attic Lady and Anne Frank were born in the same year?
Is that how you know her as the Attic Lady?
Yeah, Barbara Walters. I was only allowed to watch her in the attic. Frank and Beans. What did you say?
No. Anne Frank and Barbara Walters. Born in the same year. True or false?
Barbara Walters.
You know who she is.
Frank.
She's great at interviews.
Yeah, she does good interviews. I like her. She's a good gal.
And you know who Anne Frank is, right?
Yep. The uncatchable Jew.
The what?
That's what we learned her as in Columbus.
Uncatchable.
Barbara Walters. And the uncatchable Jew.
You're not. We pay attention.
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann Frank. Barbara Ann Frank.
Don't listen to the voice in your head.
Frank! Frank! Don't even make a stink! You got the Nazis outside, they're coming for you, Baba Frank!
Shh! What the hell is wrong with you?
Baba!
Just answer the question, will you? True or false? Hostile Frank. Witness. True or false?
There's no way they're the same age.
All right. He says...
Anne Frank would have been dead no matter what by now.
He says false. Well, do you agree or disagree?
I say false.
I disagree.
That's right. It's true, actually.
Same?
O gets a square. All right, Mary, you're up. Pick a square.
Strokey Robin Leach.
Strokey Robin Leach. Yes, thank you.
She nailed it.
From Monte Carlo to Dubai. I just pooped my pants.
Apparently, Mary isn't good at tic-tac-toe, but that's all right.
Nope.
I can pick a different one.
No, it's too late.
No, go with it.
You already took
this Saturday on Lifestyles of the People Who Listen to KUPD, we visit Mary, who lives in a small trailer in Maryvale. Sometimes forced to drink her own piss, Mary sleeps with people for money, sells drugs.
How do you know that, Robin?
He's Robin Leach.
I'm Robin Leach. I do my research.
Okay.
Half my face is on the floor, and I don't know why.
Here's your question, Robin. True or false?
Let me throw my left hand up here and look interested.
Don't do that. It's just flopping.
Ow.
Oxford University was founded in 1955. Is that true or false, Robin?
Oxford University, a graduate such as Jeff Tillman, who I went to school with, who had a stroke as well. We're in physical therapy together, trying to regain the use of our left arm.
You sound awful.
Well, I've had a stroke, Eric.
I'm sorry.
Next week, we visit the car wash Eric lives on top of.
Don't live
I'll
in a
say
car
it's
wash.
False.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it's false. X gets a square. We're all over the place.
And
Chris,
by the way, just as a little hint to all of you out there, 4 pounds of caviar a day leads you to using half of your body.
Chris, you're up. Take a square.
That leads to
top right.
Top right's taken. Oh, for Christ.
Okay, how about bottom right?
Bottom right. Trippery, but the bottom right.
Yeah. These people are too simple for tic-tac-toe.
It's a tough game, Trip.
Yeah, it's a strategic nightmare
it
for
is.
Most.
There's chess and there's
no.
tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Both strategic nightmare.
There's staring at a window and there's licking it.
Here's your question, yeah. Trip. True or false, the okay. Sun City Palms
yeah.
is a cheerleading squad in Sun City, Arizona for people yeah. 55 and over.
And before all this Weinstein rigmarole, I pounded those palms through the one after another.
Did you really?
We called it interviews. Yeah.
What were you interviewing them for? What job?
For a palm squad I was looking to hire over there at the oldies station. 92.7, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Now I just call them the Sun City Rosy Palms, because that's all I'm allowed to do. Oops, when did you get here? Look, it's Little Dick Reed. Hey.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
Dick Reed?
No, I call him... Yeah, that's what I call him. I better be careful. Yeah.
Hey, Little to Dick. Each your own, right?
Yeah.
True or false about the palms?
Yeah, that's true. They're real.
Yeah. All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I say it's false.
I should have done that. It is true. X gets a square. Mary, you could take Larry David for the win.
I'll do that then.
Probably right. The best idea.
Middle right square. She didn't yeah. sound like she wanted to take you.
Wasn't it? I'm used to that. Yeah, I've been yeah. turned down by women before. I've been turned down by women again.
Look,
that's not going to be the last time a woman is skeptical about saying Larry David for the win. You watch the show, Mary?
Yeah.
It's great. It's pretty fantastic, isn't it? Very, very fun. Pretty fun.
You got to bang Lauren Graham in this season.
Got to nail Lauren Graham, huh? How
that's
about
nice
that?
For you.
Yeah, it's good when you write the show. But then, of course, she left. Because the kid had a case of both Asperger's. Not dealing with
you're
that.
You're not dealing with that?
Not dealing with it.
I can understand.
It's been a great season, though. There's a dragon in the last one.
Dragon?
HBO demands you have a dragon in all the shows. That's kind of stupid, but we're doing it.
Oh, all right.
Awesome.
I don't understand why there's a dragon in the last episode, but there is.
Super Dave!
It's not Super Dave. We've been over this.
Funkheiser. Hauser. Hazer.
You don't even know who he is.
Who cares? It's the last
why
episode.
Why do you just call him Super Dave?
I call him Marty. Well, either way, get to your question. Don't you have something to do?
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. Jeez, back off. True or false? More people have been killed by molasses than by coyotes. True or false?
Since when?
Ever.
It was like coyotes way before there was molasses. So if we've been keeping records since the beginning of time.
Why do you get to question my question?
It's not a question. A question. Your question's not very good. Is that where it thought out?
In recorded well history.
Recorded history, there's been coyotes for a lot longer than there's been molasses. I don't think coyotes discovered molasses. Although there was the Boston Masses Molassacre. Something like that.
Is that what it was called?
It is now.
The Boston Molasses Massacre. It's 1910. Look it up. I'm going to have to say the molasses probably wasn't killing a whole lot of people until people found molasses first.
So you're saying false?
It's like coyotes. Coyotes just eat a lot of Indians.
You're going with coyotes?
It's like coyotes, it's narrow. The gap is closing. Molasses is molasses.
You got to make a decision.
2 years from now, ask that question again in 5 years. Molasses might have the championship. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty sure coyotes are in the lead.
All right, he says false. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's right.
Nice.
It's true. She wins. Yeah.
Are we counting heart disease? Are we counting heart disease?
I don't know that. I don't know.
That's one of those mysteries we find out at the pearly gates. That's one of those things we find out later when God tells us, did you know?
Really? That's the question we're going to get answered?
It's a big seminar. You find out what happened behind the scenes and a lot of this sexual harassment stuff for real, and then you find out about molasses v. coyotes.
You haven't sexually harassed anybody, have you?
Of course I have.
That would suck.
Every single person I've had sex with has been assaulted by me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sexual insult. I'm sexually insulting a lot of women right now. Anyway, watch the show. Sunday, it's going to be great. Fantastic.
Dragons.
Big dragon at the end. Big surprise dragon. Huge. Big dragon.
You ride a dragon?
Can't ride a dragon. I'm not the mother of dragons. How can I ride a dragon if not the mother of dragons? This guy's an idiot. You got to do something about this guy on your show here.
You're the CLD. Father of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But father Curb Your Enthusiasm, not the mother of dragons. You can't be both father and mother unless you're like Bruce Jenner, and I don't even think he's the mother of anything. He's a grandmother, but that doesn't count.
Can you be a grandmother if you're never a mother?
No.
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 Adoptive?
I don't even know if that counts.
No?
I don't know. It's too long. The world's too complicated.
There's another episode.
It's too complicated.
I just wrote
another episode accidentally. You can't be a grandmother unless you're a mother first. You've got to be a mother first. To give birth, and then that has to give birth, then you can be a grandma. Otherwise, you're just a ceremonial grandma. That doesn't count.
You don't know anything about family.
You don't know anything about family. That's a fact. That's very true. He doesn't have a father.
You know, I think I'd like you to leave.
Like, would your father be your grandfather? Or your son's grandfather? You can't do it because you don't have a dad. Which explains a lot.
Funkhauser, are you with me or with...
I don't understand why you don't have a father. Why are you here?
It's a good question, too.
Would you be your father, Marty?
I would be your father if you... I will be your father.
Will you?
Oh, Super Dave's your dad.
I'm going to be the exact same type of father you know.
Super Dave.
I'm going to be the same father you had, absentee.
Why?
It's going to seem to work out, and I don't want to be around you.
All right. That'd be cool. You get a little stunt hat like Super Dave. Jumpsuit.
Sweet.
Believe what you want to
Super
believe.
Super Toledo.
Whatever. That's the stupidest person in the world right there.
Has been Super Dave for like 35 years. We've got to go.
So long, boys.
So long.
That's it.
There
We're
goes your
done.
Dad, Toledo.
There goes
your new dad.
There goes your hero.
Yep, get used to this image. Me walking away.
We're done.
Station identification.